rural hospitals face major challenges, like a shortage of specialists and healthcare workers in general. That's becoming especially acute during this pandemic. But an established program born in our region has some of the answers. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
It all started at Dr. Sanjeev Arora's clinic in New Mexico.
On Friday afternoon, 18 years ago, I walked into my clinic in Albuquerque to see a 42-year-old woman who had driven 5 hours with her two children.
She'd been diagnosed with hepatitis C 8 years before, but was just then seeking treatment.
I asked her why. Why now?
She told him that she'd heard it would require a dozen or so trips into Albuquerque for treatment.
And she couldn't afford to take the time off work.
But now the pain had increased so much, she had to come in. But Arora says by then, it was too late. Her untreated disease had caused liver cancer. She died a few months later.
I asked myself, why did this mother of two children have to die from a treatable disease? She died because the right knowledge did not exist at the right place at the right time.
Arora told that story before a Senate committee a few weeks ago to demonstrate the power of what he later developed, Project Echo. It allows healthcare professionals to regularly consult with specialists at larger institutions over video. And those specialists also get to learn from reviewing the cases in these rural areas.
Echo really is everyone's teaching, everyone's learning.
Lachelle Smith directs Idaho's branch of Project Echo. The project has spread nationwide, and Smith says right now it's needed more than ever.
Echo does really well with addressing things that are complex, they're rapidly changing, or there's a high cost of lack of treatment. And COVID was all of those things in Idaho.
Smith says their first seminar on COVID-19 had so many people wanting to join, they had to ask some to just watch a recording after. Even Idaho's governor came. His state is especially short on trained healthcare providers. It has the fewest primary care providers per resident than anywhere else in the country. On top of that, it also has a shortage of mental health specialists.
What that means is if you were in a larger urban setting, maybe you would send that patient off to a specialist. Well, that'd be a referral to nowhere in Idaho, so you get to do it.
That goes for doctors throughout the state. Dr. Megan Dene is the medical director for Echo's Idaho COVID series. She says most of those calling into Idaho's COVID Echo trainings are in rural areas with fewer resources, which she says makes Project Echo
tremendous and really, really helpful and important. Here in Idaho as we face down this pandemic in particular.
Danae says those COVID-19 meetings include updates on things like drug trials and treatments and presentations on major COVID-19 issues like how to care for critically ill patients. Participants can send in real-life examples of unnamed patients and have everyone chime in on how they deal with the case, like this recent one on a woman with borderline COVID-19 symptoms.
Is this COVID-19?
They then post these discussions here on YouTube.
If we're admitting her, what treatment should we consider? If we don't admit her,
Project Echo's trainings nationwide have helped more than 200,000 healthcare professionals learn about the disease so far. And Echo Idaho has seen a nearly 50% uptick in participation during the pandemic. That includes Lynn Kohlmeyer. She's an endocrinologist in Spokane.
I think I've applied everything I've learned, even from just a practical standpoint of talking to my patients and answering their questions that I might not otherwise know how to answer as well.
And Project Echo's COVID program isn't just for doctors like Kohlmeyer. Nurses, pharmacists, and social workers like Crystal Inardi can also benefit. Inardi manages outpatient social workers for Kootenai Health in northern Idaho.
And so it was really important for me to be able to glean what I could from that I could share with my staff or support my staff in working with the patients and helping just ease that anxiety and the fear of the unknown and what's to come.
And beyond even that, Inardi says it's helpful to hear everyone else's fears and questions and just know that during this stressful, ever-evolving crisis, she isn't alone. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.